just in time for kickoff. Hooters' famous saucy wings, delicious seafood, half-pound stacked burgers, and fresh chopped salads. Hooters is honored to serve the Tampa Bay community with delicious take-home and a great place to watch the game with friends and family. Providing that famous neighborhood hospitality only Hooters can deliver. Hooters, proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for locations near you.
Thanks again to Hooters for their continuing sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. This is Season 7, Episode 30. I have essentially given you 6 straight weeks of unique fantasy football podcast every weekday. I won't be able to keep this pace up after we get through Week 1. But there will be one or two unique fantasy podcasts within each week of the season upcoming, and I'm looking forward to it just as much as you. We all love playing fantasy football. So in this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, you are probably listening to this prior to, I hope, all of the Sunday action. So, the Thursday game is in the rearview mirror at the time I'm recording this. That game hasn't been played yet, but we talked about that in episode 29. I'm going to look at every game, as I've done in the past, for Sunday and Monday, and just off the top of my head, what's the significance of Week 1, what I'm looking for, whether I'm invested in any players on that particular team or not. So that's what we will do in this episode of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Ready? Oh, email wright.todd@yahoo.com. I promise to answer your fantasy questions there. Remember, my Instagram is at toddwright2121 and Twitter is at toddwright2121, but I will answer your questions personally and discreetly via email at wright.todd@yahoo.com, not on social media. What we talk about stays between us. It is essentially a personal fantasy service. I am your fantasy concierge, and I've been answering these emails for years now. Eagles, Lions, okay, so let's just go. 1 o'clock Eastern time games on Sunday. Eagles, Lions. What am I looking for? Does A.J. Brown fit the Eagles offense? Do we see the same amount of rushing, especially near the goal line from Jalen Hurts, as we've seen in previous years? Is Devontae Smith better as a wide receiver too in the NFL? Early thoughts on the Eagles. Lions, I don't have much interest here. The Lions are just one of those teams that always suck. Granted, Amon-Ra St. Brown kind of became Mr. Garbage Time 2021 last year down the stretch and in the fantasy playoffs. So I guess I'm wondering if Amon-Ra St. Brown can pick up where he left off, especially with a healthy DeAndre Swift on the field to catch passes instead. 49ers and Bears. Let's see what Trey Lance can do. Right? We have been watching a Jimmy G quarterback Niner offense for a few years now. He's still there, but Trey Lance is under center, and we want to see what he does. How much is he going to run the ball? Is he another Jalen Hurts type? Will he be able to connect with Deebo Samuel and George Kittle? I'm also looking to see, provided he's healthy, the volume for Elijah Mitchell, who was very good in games where he started and played significantly last year. Niners are at the Bears. the Bears have two really good running backs in David Montgomery and Khalil Herbert, and nothing else that I'm really interested in. They do have a new head coach. I get the hire. I don't like the hire from the offensive side of the ball. I don't like anything about Justin Fields or the pass catchers for Chicago. I wish the best for David Montgomery and Khalil Herbert. I want to see if Herbert plays at all, which he didn't when Montgomery was healthy last year. So that's all I'm looking at there. Also, I'm looking to see if when Justin Fields actually comes off the field, if he gets coached. Last year, he would come off the field. He'd take off his helmet. He'd sit on the bench and stare into space. Great quarterbacks come off the field and they grab a tablet and they talk to other players about what we can do better the next possession. If Justin Fields is serious about being a top NFL quarterback, he needs to do that. I didn't see him doing that last year. Steelers-Bengals. So it's Trubisky under center for now. It's his job to lose with him drafting Kenny Pickett. So what do we see from the Steelers passing game? What do we get from Deontay Johnson and Mapletron and rookie George Pickens? Or is this just still Najee left, Najee right, maybe even a little flip pass to Najee Harris out of the backfield? Those of you who invested in Najee Harris as your RB1 would like to see things stay the same. From the Bengals standpoint, how do they pick up where they left off? Expectations are very high for Joe Burrow, T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase, and Joe Mixon. Right? These are all guys who are going to start for you in fantasy in week one. Currently, I have a Tyler Boyd hedge. The hedge is based on many factors. I don't think Boyd was that bad last year. I just think Chase was such a big play guy throughout the season, and T. Higgins came in late, that Boyd kind of fell through the cracks for the offensive staff and Joe Burrow. I'm hedging that Boyd will be fantasy worthwhile this year. And I do like Joe Mixon, considering the volume he should get. Patriots at Dolphins, also a 1 o'clock game. New England, I have no interest in their passing game. I don't think Mac Jones is a bad quarterback. But now, what does Mac Jones do in year two? Last year, he basically was allowed to run the Alabama offense. The terminology was similar, and that's what they let him do. Now in year two, how has that evolved, especially since there isn't a true offensive coordinator on the Patriots staff? Can Mac Jones handle this on his own? Is he that smart? He is a smart kid. A lot to ask. And what will the running back situation be? Damian Harris was the most touchdown-dependent running back in fantasy football last year. Can he do it again? Will he be given the opportunity to do it again? Or does Ramondre Stevenson get some of that work? On the Dolphins side of things, Tyreek Hill is there. We want to see if he looks the same way in the Dolphin offense as he does as he did in the Kansas City offense. Jalen Waddle isn't 100%. I'm recording this midweek. It doesn't feel like Jalen Waddle's going to go, and if he goes, it feels like he's going to be limited. Keep checking status there. I think Tua can get Tyreek Hill the ball. I do, especially on early downs. And last year, Dolphins running game was all over the place. It just kind of feels like it's going to be that way again with Chase Edmonds getting first shot. So I'm looking at who touches the ball out of the backfield for the Dolphins. Browns Panthers. Boy, this game's from the moment this game was announced, it just was like, man, what a spot for both teams. Fantasy-wise, I expect the Browns to run the ball like a Kevin Stefanski team always does. Primarily Nick Chubb. What's the role for Kareem Hunt? He was injured a lot last year. There was a feeling at points in the last month or so Hunt would be traded. Does that mean the Browns have other plans for Johnson, who played behind him last year? And what can Amari Cooper do, who I already think is a guy that Cleveland could trade for future assets, since the Browns season feels like it's over before it ever started because their franchise quarterback can't play three quarters of the season. For Carolina, well, Matt Rhule's still the coach, so I'm not expecting much. Now, there will be times where they look good offensively because that's what Matt Rhule does. And they got off to a fast start offensively last year with Sam Darnold as quarterback and before McCaffrey got hurt. So I think Carolina wins this game, but I'm not going to get too excited about anything because of all the things I've said in the past about in previous podcasts about DJ Moore and Run CMC. I have nothing against them personally, but until I see them produce consistently, stay healthy, and not be coached by Matt Rhule, I can't buy in from a fantasy standpoint in season-long leagues. They are daily plays to me, depending on price. Colts-Texans, all right, the Matt Ryan debut. Does Matt Ryan's presence mean less carries for Jonathan Taylor? Does the recent Frank Reich comments about Nyheim Hines mean less for Jonathan Taylor? Does Michael Pittman's next year mean less for Jonathan Taylor? My guess is no. Not the way Jonathan Taylor played last year. Not at his age. Love Jonathan Taylor. For loser Lovie Smith and the lousy Houston Texans, other than Brandon Cooks, who I'm not invested in, but might be a daily play for me here or there, depending on price. Yeah, I'm going to keep an eye on Damian Pierce, who I feel was one of the more talked about running backs leading up to fantasy drafts. He wasn't on my draft board. I'm not interested, but I will be paying attention to what he does. Saints Falcons, also an early game on Sunday. Jameis is back under center. Michael Thomas may or may not go. Alave, rookie wide receiver. What's Kamara going to do in his debut? And Mark Ingram is back. Just a lot of questions there. And no Sean Payton. Atlanta, another lousy team. Maybe with a coach who's on his way out. I know he's only been there 1 year. Mariota is first to go. Wouldn't surprise me at all if Mariota is hurt in this game. Wouldn't surprise me a bit. How do the Falcons use Cordarrelle Patterson? Especially Drake London, not 100%. Cordarrelle Patterson did a lot of great things in fantasy football last year, but they were kind of sandwiched in the middle of the season, early to middle part of the season, trailed off a little bit late. Was that a, 8 week thing or something the Falcons can get consistently from him? Patterson is a really good athlete. And Kyle Pitts, of course. You expect him to have his number called quite a bit. Ravens at Jets. Joe Flacco starts for the Jets. What a shit franchise the Jets are. Just shit. Would someone buy them and move them out of New York and totally change the colors, the identity, everything, top to bottom? That would be the best scenario for the Jets. And I would imagine there'd be a lot of New York football fans who would be like, Thanks for putting us out of our misery. So from the Jets standpoint, I guess you're looking at how much Carter is on the field and how much Hall is on the field from a receiving standpoint, and if Eli Moore can catch balls from Joe Flacco and put up maybe some garbage time points. For the Ravens, what do you expect from Lamar Jackson? You know, I'm not in the Lamar Jackson business, and I've advised the Ravens to get out of the Lamar Jackson business, and so far, that's exactly what's happening. What's the Ravens' rotation at running back? Dobbins appears to be first man up. How long does that last? Can Bateman be a productive fantasy wide receiver? And how many balls does Mark Andrews catch? Right? Who's the best fantasy player on the Ravens? Jaguars and Commanders. For Jacksonville, we hear James Robinson will be active. Will he play? And if so, how much? We'll get to see ATN for the first time in a regular season game, and we get to see Trevor Lawrence with a legitimate head coach and offense. Commanders, Antonio Gibson has the job because Robinson was shot. Does Gibson make the most of basically a second chance to be the feature back in Washington? And is McLaurin a legit wide receiver too with Carson Wentz at quarterback? Packers at Vikings. Aaron Rodgers, you got a bunch of new guys at wide receiver and an Alan Lazard that would give you a few big catches every 3 to 4 weeks. What are you going to do? And how much will we see A.J. Dillon in week one behind Aaron Jones? Vikings, I expect 3 wide receiver sets. Justin Jefferson has been awesome the first 2 years. I worry Adam Thielen gets hurt the first game. What's Dalvin Cook's usage in a 3 wide receiver set offense? Late afternoon games, Giants at Titans. Nothing with the Giants. I guess I'm looking to see what kind of game Saquon Barkley has. That's pretty much it there. Titans. Robert Woods is there now. Burks is the rookie, presumably on the other side. You know what I want to see, even though I don't own him. I want to see Derrick Henry carry the ball 25 times for 159 yards and 3 touchdowns. And then I'll know all is right with the world. Raiders at Chargers. Josh McDaniels running the Raiders. What does it mean for Carr? Devontae Adams is there. A lot of things to watch with the Raiders across the board. Renfro's usage, Waller's usage in the red zone. Josh Jacobs, how much he's on the field. Chargers, yeah, I'll pay to watch Justin Herbert play. Will he get Josh Palmer more involved this year? That starts in week one, depending on how much the Chargers run 3 wide receiver sets. And Austin Eckler's encore after 70 catches and 20 touchdowns. Chiefs at Cardinals. Patrick Mahomes has a bunch of, you know, different wide receivers. Not quite like Aaron Rodgers because Mahomes still has Travis Kelce. But Juju is number one there now. I've invested in Juju. Let's see what Juju does and how Mahomes can use him coming out. Does increased attention on Kelce hurt Kelce, or is it irrelevant? Can Kelce and Mahomes just draw it up in the dirt and it's just always going to work? What does Clyde Edwards-Helaire do to start his third season? And with Cardinals, no DeAndre Hopkins, so who's Kyler Murray throwing the ball to? Who's going to have the most receptions? And does James Conner pick up where he left off as a top 5 fantasy running back in terms of points last year. The late game, we've previewed Buccaneers and Cowboys on the Bucs Bulletin. That's a separate podcast. And the Monday night game was Broncos Seahawks. I don't know what to make of Denver. Williams and Gordon were both productive RB2s last year when they played, when they got to touch the ball. Can Cortland Sutton stay healthy enough to benefit from the upgrade at quarterback to Russell Wilson? What does Wilson have left? And it feels like a crossroads year for Jerry Jeudy. There are expectations there for some, not for me. And Seahawks, good luck with that. It's DK Metcalf and darts. Some will say, well, Penny was one of the leading rushers the last 5 weeks last year. Yeah. Okay. And Amon-Ra St. Brown was one of the best wide receivers the last 5 weeks last year. If they do it for the first 5 weeks this year, it'll get my attention. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters, with thanks also to Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford. Thanks for listening. Good luck this weekend. That was episode 30. We'll talk to you next time.